Meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. Okay, first item, 1D1, is the approval of minutes from May 8th, May 21st, May 23rd, May 26th, May 28th, May 29th. Remember the marathon of meetings. I'm in a motion to approve. Sal Trippi, second. Mike Isernia. Mike Isernia. Okay, any questions or discussions?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Nolan to introduce the individuals that are being recognized tonight with some very special recognitions. Mr. Nolan, if you could introduce the
Sure, thank you. At this point, if I could ask, we have some folks in the room who will be retiring and have given so much of their life to Sachem. And, you know, we certainly wish we could have sent them off with a far bigger celebration, but we did have the opportunity to meet with them prior to this meeting just to say thank you and thank their families also for sharing them with us for so many years. But, you know, the strength of this district is certainly the folks who work here. And at this time, if I could just ask the retirees to come up front, and maybe we could just recognize them for all they've done for our school community. Next, if I could ask Mike Vaccarella to come up for the next presentation.
And she's worked very hard. The research program at Sachem gives students a real unique opportunity. They have the opportunity to do authentic science research. So that means they come into my research program and pick something that's of interest to them. And students study anything you can imagine, anything from astronomy to zoology to biomedicine to environmental science, psychology, and so on. Stephanie came in, and she was very interested in looking at health and medicine, and she did some investigation and realized that advanced tooth plaque can lead to cardiovascular disease. And so in the Sachem East High School laboratory, she was able to actually design experiments and conduct experiments looking at natural plant essential oils that are very potent to control tooth plaque, which is a particular type of bacterial biofilm. And she was able to do advanced experiments. And for that effort, she was recognized at the New York State Science and Engineering Fair as an Intel International Science and Engineering Fair finalist. So she was able to go in May to compete in Phoenix, Arizona, at a world event. This comprises of about 1,600 students from over 70 countries all over the world. And Stephanie was able to present her research on the global stage. She shared her research, and when they had the public viewing, she had people coming up to her poster nonstop. She was talking nonstop for 5 hours, actually. And She had a lot of great feedback, and right now she's looking for mentorship in a university lab to take her research to the next level. So I'd like to invite up Stephanie Gavin. Do you have any questions about her work that she did or her experience?
First of all, on behalf of the Board of Education, I want to congratulate you on a job well done. Certainly what you've accomplished is extraordinary, and you should really commend it for that. Thank you so much for your hard work and your dedication, and making Sachem look really fantastic. You know, so great job. Any questions from the board? Yeah, Terry?
How did you come up with the tooth plaque and the connection to cardiovascular?
Tooth plaque helps prevent harmful bacteria from entering your body, and it helps allow the beneficial nutrients to enter your body. And then when tooth plaque builds up, you get tooth decay because there's too much bacteria that are harmful because they are anaerobic and they use up all the oxygen. So what happens is all the harmful material that gets prevented by the tooth plaque now goes into the body and causes these different diseases, such as cardiovascular diseases.
Any other questions from the board? Once again, congratulations on a job well done, and thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Next, we have a very special guest who comes and visits us each year in a very, very generous way, and we are so grateful for her. If I could ask Mrs. Waite and her friends to come up.
Good evening, School Board President Mr. Scavo, Board of Education Cabinet members, Superintendent Mr. Nolan, staff, students, parents, and invited guests. Tonight, the Sachem Transition Team and our students thank you for your ongoing support with the various activities of the Transition Services Program. Our program has established numerous business partnerships and activities for our students to develop and acquire skills at business sites in the community. Each of these business partners have welcomed our students and staff throughout the school year. Our business partners, teachers, and job coaches working together are valuable assets in helping to meet our students' individuals' interests, needs, and abilities. Their expertise, time, guidance, and words of encouragement have enabled our students to acquire the skills and responsibilities of each different job at their level of independence in order to be prepared for entry into the adult world of work. One of our first and most valued business partners is Mrs. Irma Waite, who just joined us a few moments ago. From Dove Electronics, tonight we have a very special presentation for our graduating seniors from Sachem East and Sachem North High Schools. She will be awarding the James A. Waite Memorial Scholarship to 10 of our special education students in the amount of $1,000 each. This scholarship is to assist... This scholarship is to assist our students in reaching their goals as they transition from high school to their next school or work experience. Mr. and Mrs. Waite and their children have opened their business doors and hearts to our students and staff from Sachem. They have offered students the opportunity to tour and work side by side with them and their employees. Mrs. Waite continues to be sensitive and encouraging to each student she meets as they encounter the new challenges of acquiring job skills. She is extremely generous in not only providing these work experiences for our students, but also hosting an annual holiday business luncheon and opportunities for some class trips. I believe the following quote is just one of the many ways that exemplifies Mrs. Waite. I am only one, still I am one. I cannot do everything, still I can do something. I will not refuse to do the something I can do. Mrs. Waite has and continues to do the very special somethings for the students of Sachem School District. Our students are the future of our world, and with Mrs. Waite's commitment and dedication to them and our program, allowing them to achieve their personal dreams and goals, we all say thank you for the many somethings you do. And at this time, it's my great honor and pleasure to introduce Mrs. Waite and my colleagues from the transition team to present the award.
Thank you. He's worked in the school for the past 2 years alongside Mr. Pepe. He's a caring, well-mannered young man who will graduate this year with a reason to call. Muhammad plans on attending Suffolk Community College and owning his own business one day. The best thing I can say about Muhammad is when I asked one of his teachers about, tell me about Muhammad, they said, he's one of the nicest kids that ever came to the station.
Thank you. Sabrina, very good. Very nice. Everyone's going to look right here. Guys, just hold the about waist level, a little lower. That's cool. Very nice, guys. Everyone's going to look right here. Mrs. Waite, that's great, guys. Very nice. We're going to go for big smiles, everybody. There you go. Perfect. Stay right there.
If I could ask Mr. Paulo and Mr. Horan to come up at this point.
Good evening, Mr. Scavo, members of the board, Mr. Nolan, members of the cabinet, and our wonderful Sachem community. It's my pleasure to be here tonight to introduce you to a wonderful group of Winona students who participated in our Special Olympics Club. They, working together, these student athletes and the coaches, really epitomize what teamwork and synergy is all about. They could not do it without the guidance and leadership of a wonderful teacher who is here tonight to tell you a little bit more about these students in the club and the wonderful, extraordinary experience they had. And I'm so happy to be here with our friends from Samoset, and I see a lot of Winona alumni, so that's really fun too. But Mrs. Padaleccia.
Good evening. The Special Olympics. Thanks, Shane.
Say no more.
Got a fan club.
The Special Olympics Club is a program where our athletes enhance their physical skills, develop socially, and create valuable friendships. Our fifth grade helpers volunteered their time to serve as peer mentors and to take on the responsibility of being positive role models. Each week, our club met to work at a variety of skills, games, and activities. Most importantly, some of our athletes were also training for the Special Olympics Spring Games competition. Jade Fragala, Matthew Kalpakis, Nico Prass, Brianna Schofield, Kevin Dankel, Shane McHugh, Gregory Hahn, Emily Vega, and John Wiley prepared for their 50-meter sprint and softball throw. On April 21st, these nine athletes competed at Commack High School at the Long Island Special Olympic Games. Some of our fifth grade helpers attended the competition to cheer on our athletes from the stands. Their hard work paid off, and each one of our athletes won medals for their efforts. We were even spotted on News 12 later that night. I am so proud of all of our athletes and volunteers for a job well done. At this time, we are going to call up our fifth grade volunteers and our athletes.
Good job, Miss Petalicia.
Guys, right behind. Guys, move in. Move in closer. There we go. Guys, hold the certificate in front of your belly button. There you go. Very nice. Everyone's going to look right here at the camera, guys. That's perfect. Stay right there. We're going to take a bunch. Very nice, guys. Big smiles. There you go. Look right here at me, guys. Guys, look here. Big smiles. Miss Schofield. There you go, guys. Excellent.
We have one more group of special individuals. Mr. Rand can introduce.
Good evening. I would like to recognize and congratulate Miss Amy, Miss Burns, Miss Borgia, Miss Scarola, Miss Karpf, Miss Guichard, Miss Moscatelli, and Miss Siron for the tremendous job they did preparing our students for the Special Olympics. Their time, energy, enthusiasm, compassion, and commitment to their students is testimony to their professionalism. I would also like to take the time to congratulate all of our student athletes who participated. Through their dedication and perseverance, they represented themselves, Samoset, and the Sachem School District with dignity and respect. They are truly inspirational. I believe that through our daily interactions, these teachers, the aides, and the students all know how blessed I feel to have the opportunity to work with them each and every day. However, what I do want them to know that they all hold a very special place in my heart. Before I introduce Miss Amy, I just wanted to remind everybody that next year, Commack High School again will be hosting this event. I encourage everybody, if they have the time, to attend. It truly is a wonderful and life-changing experience. Without further ado, Miss Amy.
Good evening, Superintendent Nolan, President Scavo, Vice President Trippi, and other members of the Board of Education. My name is Megan Amy, and I had the honor to coach the first ever Samoset Special Olympics team. The athletes, volunteers, and support staff and staff members are some of the hardest and most dedicated working people that I know. We had the opportunity to practice at least two times a month after school and occasionally during the school day. We also had the support of some of our fabulous gym teachers, Mr. Ray Chopay and Mr. Brian Schnall, who would practice the skills with the students in their gym classes. At each practice, we also had dedicated student volunteers who helped each athlete prepare for their events. Some of these student volunteers also came out on game day to support their buddies. On April 26th, the Samoset team had the opportunity to compete in the Long Island Spring Games at Commack High School. Each athlete competed in the 50-meter dash and the softball throw. It was an amazing day for the athletes, coaches, families, and supporters. At this time, I would like to call up each competing athlete to be recognized. I do have to say that it is a birthday for one of them, so a lot of our athletes are missing, but we do have a couple here that I want to recognize.
Okay, guys, turn it around. There you go. Very nice. Guys, just come a little closer. Everybody? A little out to your right. There you go. Very nice. Cool, everyone's going to look right here at me, guys. Oh, one more. There you go. Just like that. Big smiles, everybody. There you go, guys. Perfect. Excellent.
Just one other recognition, and it's not on the agenda, is we have two individuals here that sit on the board with, from Sachem, one from Sachem East, one from Sachem North. Chrissy Boddy, okay, who's here tonight, and Franny Burrell, who's not here with us tonight. I just want to thank them for their time and dedication to sitting as a student board member, okay, on the Board of Education this year. By far, in the 7 years that I've been here, you guys have had certainly the most challenging year. And I thank you for your patience and your time and your dedication. And we wish you absolutely the best in all of your future endeavors in college. So thank you, Christy. Okay, it brings us to visitors. Patty Tilkin. Is Patty here? Okay.
Good evening, Superintendent Nolan, Assistant Superintendents, President Scavo, members of the board. I'm speaking regarding the termination of teachers that's on the agenda tonight. I urge you to please reconsider the termination of all the teachers and staff members listed in tonight's agenda. I'm hoping that some can be saved. I know some of these teachers personally and can tell you we would be losing some really valuable teachers. Mrs. Maria Varka, who my son had this year, handled her large class of 28 fourth graders which, with such effectiveness and efficiency, even with the new curriculum. I can't say all teachers could have handled such a large class as well as she did. Mrs. Varka was so caring and good with my shy child, making sure he didn't get lost in the crowd. I'm still in disbelief that she's being let go. She was so gracious, she never even mentioned it to myself or any of the students. I didn't know until I saw the list. There are so many more on the list who have touched my children's lives as well. Mrs. Erin Lounsbury brought an amazing energy to our school, bringing our kids up to date on communicating through current media and technology, which is so important in this day and age. Mr. Mark Verity helped instill my daughter's love of music and performing through the drama club. Mrs. Dana Kalachek, who helped make seventh grade science one of my daughter's favorite classes and made her look forward to learning science every day. And there are so many more teachers on this list that I haven't mentioned, and I probably didn't even realize they were on here. So I urge you to please, please find a way to keep some of these teachers and protect our children's education, even if it means cutting some clubs. I know there were a lot of promises made. And, yes, maybe some sports, and dare I say, maybe even giving up raises, even though they are well-deserved. The loss of these teachers means the elimination of classes and enlarging other classes. These teachers' cuts will affect all of our children, not just kindergarten, sports kids, music kids, club members, but all the kids will be affected in all the classes. So I urge that we don't let this happen, please. Thank you for your time.
Mrs. Silken, I appreciate you coming out tonight and speaking on behalf of the teachers. I will tell you that there's not a board member up here that feels that we have the absolute best teachers in New York State. By far, one of the hardest agendas that we had to, had to deal with this year. Certainly one of the more difficult meetings that we have to deal with, because in looking at the list over the last, 7 or 8 years, 10 years, we've done our absolute best to maintain as many positions. Even when things looked really bad, we were able to minimize it to a handful. It's very frustrating, because looking at the names on that list are some of our most enthusiastic, most dedicated teachers that we have in our district. And it's very, very frustrating. But certainly, as we move forward, obviously it's going to be a rebuilding year for us. And obviously we're going to call these individuals back first as we need them. If you look at item 6A4, we're doing something that's very non-traditional, is that we're tenuring, our teachers effective June 30th, so that they don't have to wait until the September 4th day because they've earned tenure. Okay. We're going to give them tenure, which will automatically put them on the callback list first. So most districts don't do that, but certainly we appreciate you coming out and supporting the staff. And okay. Certainly it's heavy on our minds as well.
So. Yeah, I keep going over in my head that maybe we made a mistake by keeping all the sports and trying to keep all the clubs, and now I didn't realize how many teachers were being cut.
I
don't think a lot of people did realize.
Yeah, that's what that 7.49% budget was so important. But
right.
It's going to be a rebuilding year, and certainly we're going to move forward and try and bring as many back as possible.
Is there any way to relook at what was promised?
As far as being able to bring back 250 staff members, we wouldn't have the revenue to be able to do that.
Or some of them?
Well, as we need them, as enrollment starts to increase and we have to break sections, then they'll be called back, in a certain order based on their hire date.
All right.
Thank you for coming out, though.
Okay.
Karen Normandu?
This on? Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Nolan, members of the board. I sit before you as a proud Sachem graduate in 1977, a taxpayer, a district employee, and a mom of a teacher who was excessed. You all know how wonderful our teachers are. I really want the community to know that this list is not a list of names. It's not numbers at the bottom of a chart. These are all people who have families to feed, mortgages to pay, and love their profession. I'm sorry. And I just really want everyone to know how wonderful these people are. I work with some of them, and I have two sons who are teachers. And we do have the best in this district. And I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And just please let our community know what wonderful people we have. Teachers have taken a real bad rap lately. And it's not just the teachers. It's the staff. Mm-hmm. It's the custodians. It's the secretaries. We have some wonderful people in this district. And it starts at the top with all of you. And I just hope that we can call these people back and make our district the district that it has been and will be again someday.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank you very much.
Jenny Eckhouse-Katz.
First, I want to apologize. My public speaking skills have not improved at all since last time. Hello, members of the Board of Education and district officials. Thank you for all your hard work this year. I am so happy the budget is now passed. I am here to ask for clarification about the GATE program. Is fundraising and searching for grants an option for parents in the hope of restoring GATE? Or are the rumors true that since the GATE teachers have been reassigned or terminated, restoring GATE will not be considered? Also, I know the 12 elementary schools share 4 GATE teachers, but do the 4 middle schools share one teacher, or does each middle school have a teacher who teaches GATE and other subjects? I don't know. Do you want to answer or finish?
We have 4 GATE-certified teachers, but as people are accessed, it's based on their certification, for the most part, as an elementary school teacher. So the folks who, I think it's 3 out of the 4 of them, are being accessed at this point, and those are the 4 folks who have the specific GATE certification.
So I guess the question is, if a miracle happened and the $300,000 was found, which is what they cost the budget, you're saying there is no way it will be considered because you've already accessed some of those teachers, or like no other GATE teachers can be hired back? They can't be hired back?
Folks are accessed by seniority. They're called back. The preferred eligibility list is by overall seniority, so they might have experience in other areas. So those folks would not be called back based on their GATE certification.
No, I understand that. But so you're saying if...
Are you talking about if the GATE program was restored?
Yes. If $300,000 was to be somehow found, you know, but a parent donated... I'm saying a miracle overnight.
You have some news for us?
Could I'm saying if a miracle was to happen, should these parents continue the idea of fundraising or looking for grants? Is it possible to get the GATE program restored, or is it absolutely not to be considered?
I don't want to have anybody leave here thinking I'm promising something.
I'm saying $300,000.
We are exploring all kinds of ideas and options, whether to initially try to run GATE through before school, after school, possibly involve more children. But
so parents can continue possibly contacting district officials for help with fundraising or grants?
What many people do not realize is that GATE certification is not a recognized area of tenure.
No, I do.
All right. Well, a lot of people may not understand that. So the area of tenure is actually elementary education. And so when you look at the list and the number of elementary school teachers who unfortunately are being accessed, the individuals who serviced our GATE program may not be reachable, even if the $300,000 are reached. So as far as programmatic issues, I'll turn it back to the superintendent of schools. But the viability of reaching those individuals is probably not very good at this time.
Okay. I guess that leads me to the next question. I would love to see the whole program restored, but if you couldn't have it all, I guess this is now goes to the middle school. Is it true, though, the middle school GATE teacher is not a GATE-certified teacher, that they are actually a teacher who teaches other subjects and GATE? So would it be possible to keep the GATE program at the middle schools? I don't want anyone to attack me for that. I'm just asking.
Previously, we had the business teachers at the middle schools doing the GATE program. It was never really a GATE teacher. We happened to luck out. 2 years ago, we got a very good teacher that is GATE certified, so we were able to use her skills in helping us out within 2 middle schools. And then we had other teachers working with our
other
GATE students.
So right, can the middle schools possibly keep the GATE program since it is not contingent on having a GATE-certified teacher? Those teachers teach other subjects. They're already there.
That's something that we need to explore further.
Okay. We would have to explore, and that's why we're looking into all kinds of options. Other districts run something similar to what people would consider a GATE program, an enrichment for all. Even the summer enrichment program has many tenets of a GATE program. So we are exploring all kinds of options to provide opportunities for our children.
Okay. The question is, if GATE can't be restored, is it possible, like you said, to go about with enrichment or at the middle school, a club where students might even be able to compete, such as an Odyssey of the Mind program? And if that is a possibility, does anyone know when we're going to get the information on how to provide the fundraising for the club, since they're only getting the 50%? Do we have to do the teachers' stipends, and are teachers allowed to volunteer their time, or is that not allowed because of union and contract rules.
I would say that no two situations are the same, so I would just encourage you either to call my office or call Mr. Singer's office, and we have some options that we can share with you.
Okay.
We've also reached out. You know, we've had for many years now conversations through our robotics program. Those folks would love to involve more and more of our younger students. So we do have a few ideas that we're mulling over right now.
Okay. Lastly, I just want to say how heartbroken I am knowing that such a talented, caring, creative teacher as Miss Ryan Shaw of Waverly Avenue is being terminated because of budget cuts. She is a favorite of both the students and parents. She is the kind of teacher school districts seek out. She is the teacher parents want their kids to have, and the students hope to be in her class. She always goes above and beyond what you expect. I am thankful that she was my daughter's first grade teacher, and she will be very much missed.
Ashley Nash.
Hello, our names are Ashley, Emily, and Rebecca, and we are GATE students. GATE is very important to us.
Please save it. In our opinion, we have the best GATE teacher ever, Miss Rose. We love learning about the Brooklyn Bridge and Greek mythology.
GATE is a fun way to challenge our minds. The three of us all agree that GATE is one of the best parts of school. As you can see, we think that you should save the GATE program. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Sal Nicosia.
Good evening. It's been a very tough year for you people. And the community at large. I've attended many of these board meetings, and it hurts my heart to see so many people have to be terminated. My son, 21 years ago in 1991, was terminated in similar circumstances and lost his job and had to move to Florida at half his salaries. There's going to be some terrible after effects, but we've got to think positively now of the future, and that's what I'm here for. We have learned a lot about the political process in this community this past year. We have heard our leaders in the community, Mr. Nolan, Mr. Scavo, speaking at a lot of units of people, civic-minded people, and PTA units and so on. So there's no doubt that the fault of our shortcomings in financial have not been here. They've been up in Albany. And we have gone to Albany. I followed a group of people in February 28th, learned a lot about our community while we went up on a bus and coming back. I also went up there with teachers last couple of weeks ago. And the process I've learned in my political experiences is that you don't talk only to those people in the community that are represented by our leaders, Mr. Zeldin, Mr. Graff, and so on. They are our friends usually. They know who we are. They know our circumstances. But once you leave the environs of Sachem and go to Brooklyn, Queens, Kings, and the 60 other counties upstate, which I've been in for because I sold social studies in Patchogue, they don't know who we are. But we have to let them know who we are. And it's not an easy task. While I was up in Albany with the fine group of people that went there in February, I visited 21 offices of senators and assemblyman by myself, because I know the process. I ran for Congress in 76. So we have now become enlightened in our local politics. But the cause is up in Albany. And how do we do it? We've got to develop a plan. We've got to develop a strategy of getting to know who these people are in Albany when they're in their home offices now, and get to visit them and interact with them. And let them know that Sachem is not what these people think we are. We are not a well-off community. We are a hard-working, tax-paying community that has done a credible job with the shortcomings that we've had. And we're to be commended by the people that some of them are leaving now, unfortunately. So in order to correct this situation, we've got to develop a plan that we have our legislative committee, PTA units, and we have to charge some people here with a plan that when we go up to Albany, these people will say, hey, we know where SACHM is. We know what they're all about. They've got 14,000-plus children in school. They've got 1,000 teachers and so on. And then when it comes time for them to vote on the budget, especially in the Assembly, we generally do well in the State Senate because there's only 32 of them there, but there's 150 Assemblymen. Mr. Graff will certainly help us. Doug Smith will help us now because they're right here now down the block in our own district on Main Street. And they demonstrated yesterday, and I was there too, and I said a few words, on the Race to the Top issue and the Common Core. And people from Brooklyn had come here to speak here. Parents from William Floyd were here in this district. I saw a kind of conspicuous absence of people from our own community here. But that's besides the point. So we've got to develop an initiative, and I charge each of us as people in this community and the board to help initiate a plan where we make these people know very cognitively and effectively who we are. I charge that and starting after graduation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sal. Carol, any other visitors? Can we bring us to item 5, consent agenda for business items 5.1 through 5.2. Any motion, please? Who was it? Mike, second. Sal Trippi. Okay. Questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. We have personnel items. Item 6, consent agenda for personnel items 6A1 through 6E1. It's going to take us all the way to page 12. Okay, any motion, please? All right, Sal Trippi, second. Mike Isernia. Questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition. Motion's carried. All right, item 7, we have minute contracts, consent agenda for action items 7.1.1 through 7.1.14. It's going to take us to page 13 to 16. Any motion, please? Mike Timo, second. Mike Isernia. Questions or discussion? Ms. Roberts?
Bruce, I have a question about 7.1.2. Now, this is to hire McClave as a consultant. So they will be supervising the work at the at Grundy for the roof?
This is the work you approved and completed last year. This is approval of the contract, which was after the fact. This
right.
was to certify the Mansfield warranty.
Okay, but the contract was already approved, but this is for McClave to actually oversee it, correct?
The work has been performed. That's correct.
So this is actually, we're naming McClave as the project architect in charge. And then as far as this fee for $6,500, is there anything, as far as his work, the scope of work, is there anything in the contract that it could go over $6,500?
So this the board already approved it and paid it a few months ago. The board approved the payment and the contract to McClave to get this work done.
So the board already approved the $6,500?
Correct.
Okay. So moving forward, are they still working on the roof right now?
No. It was completed a few months ago.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? All right, so we have consent agenda from 7.1.1 to 7.1.14 for mini contracts. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 7.2, adoption of policy 115, student harassment and bullying, second reading. Any motion, please? That's Al Trippi, second by Mike Isernia. Any questions or discussions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 7.3, approval of renewal of excess workers' compensation policy with Star Insurance. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Timo, second. Okay, Terry Ahern, questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 7-4, approval of reimbursement for travel. Your motion, please. All right, Mike Isernia, second. All right, Sal Trippi. All right, questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Item 5, rescission of appointment of individual aides for special education summer program. Motion, please. All right, Mike Isernia, second. Okay. All right, Christine Lapitelli. Questions or discussion? Okay, Ms. Ahern?
These are rescinded because they're no longer IEP mandated, or?
No, this actually has to do with the layoffs, unfortunately. In accordance with civil service law, individuals have to be accessed, and then they can be brought back as temporary employees. Since they were previously appointed, we have to, therefore, rescind the appointment, and then they will be working this summer. But according to civil service, we have to reappoint them as temporary employees.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Item 7-6, approval of temporary personnel for special education summer program. Motion, please. Right, Mike Isernia, second by Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Item 7, approval of contract, Associate Superintendent for Business. Any motion, please? All right, Christine Lapitelli, second by Douglas Duncan. Okay, questions or discussion?
Rob.
Right, Sal Trippi.
Sorry, I can't support this tonight. While I fully acknowledge and respect Bruce's work, effort, and commitment to the district, can't support a contract extension of these terms when we're accessing 230 people. 230 of our staff members had to go home and tell their families they no longer had a job. I know a lot of these people. I know them very well. They've positively impacted me and my family and my children. We're asking our teachers and staff to do more. We're asking our students to take less. We call ourselves the Sachem family. I can't afford one person more when we're asking everybody else for less. Going back to school in September, there'll be larger classes, less opportunity, less support staff. I can't support a contract extension. Fully respect the effort that Bruce has done. Fully respect the process and the rationale certain people may have to support this. I respect the board. I respect the majority rule. Just personally, I can't support this. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any other discussion? Michael Timo?
First, I'm going to preface my remarks by personally thanking Mr. Singer, who's our Associate Superintendent for Business, for his many years of dedicated service to the Sachem community. I also cannot, however, support the terms of the extension of his contract, which, in my opinion, include salary and benefit provisions in excess of what I feel are fair or prudent at this time. I also have to tell you that I take extreme exception to the modification of his employment agreement, which in part, if approved, will take effect retroactively in mid-2012. I think we've already clearly identified a need to tighten our belts. And with this in mind, I will respectfully have to vote no on the approval of this contract.
Any other discussion? Ms. Roberts?
I just want to say, Bruce, I'm glad that we still have you, if all is good. I can say as far as having your experience and your expertise and your knowledge, I feel that you're an important asset to our district, and I look forward to working with you.
Any other discussion? Ms. Isernia?
I'm just going to add, because since we're all speaking about this, I think it's clear that you know, from time to time, this board is asked to consider a decision that, when you take the look at the totality of all the circumstances before us, you could have 9 people with 9 different opinions. But I think that, at least in my case, Bruce, I look at, well, first, I don't think anybody here has said anything about you and your work ethic. I think everybody appreciates the work you do. They recognize the value that we get for you. In fact, the objections are more along the lines of circumstances, some of which are beyond our control. So personally, what I do is I look at, since I'm not looking at the person and the work ethic, I look at the value to the district. And this is a, you play a, you know, your position is a mission-critical role. It's not a position with collapsing. So there will be a body there. There will be a person there. There will be a salary there. I look at what you contribute. I look at the effort you put out, and I balance that against, you know, the value that the district receives, and I look at the district going forward, and I know we're going to be in some tough times, and I'm looking forward to having your expertise and knowledge of the district as opposed to anything else. So these are, again, personal. Everybody has their own opinion on this. It's a hard decision, but I'm looking forward to the next 3 years.
Any other discussion? Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Oppositions? All right. Just to summarize, opposition is Terry Ahern, Sal Trippi, Mike Timo, Rob Scavo. In favor would be Tony Falco, Mike Isernia, Arthur Roberts, Douglas Duncan, and Christine Lampitello. All right. So it's 5-4. Motions carry. Congratulations, Bruce. Item 7-8, approval of donation. Okay, Life Touch school portraits. Any motion, please? Mike Timo, second. Okay. Sal Trippi. Okay, questions or discussions? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? Motion's carried. Jim, if you could get a letter out to them thanking them for their generous donation of two IMAX. It's very, very generous. Item 7.9, approval of 2013 Special Education Summit School. Any motion, please? All right, Mike Isernia, second. Christine Lampitello. Okay, questions or discussions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 7.10, abolishment of 9 attendance aid positions. Any motion, please? Okay, Sal Trippi, second. Okay, Terry Ahern. Questions or discussions? Ms. Isernia? Okay, so a motion, a second. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition. Item 7-11, okay, abolishment of 9 clerk typist positions. Any motion, please? All right, Doug Duncan, a second. Okay, Mike Isernia. Okay, questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Mike Timo, opposed? Item 7-12, abolishment of 2 senior clerk typist positions. Any motion, please? Okay, Doug Duncan, any second? Okay, Dorothy Roberts, questions or discussion? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion's carried. Item 7-13, abolishment of 10 facility worker 1 positions. Motion, please? Okay, Mike Isernia, second. All right, Christine Lampitello. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, one opposition, Mike Timo. Motions carry. Item 7-14, abolishment of 1 auto mechanic 3 position. Motion, please. Okay, all right, Doug Duncan, second. Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition, Mike Timo. Item 7-15, abolishment of 18 clerk positions. Motion, please. Okay, Dorothy Roberts, any second? Christine Lampitello. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition? My Timo. Item 7-16, abolishment of 4 guard positions. Motion, please. Okay. Mike Isernia, seconded by Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 2 oppositions. Terry Ahern. Item 7-17, abolishment of 2 groundkeeper, 1 position. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Isernia, seconded by Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition, Mike Timo. Item 7-18, abolishment of 4 school communication aid positions. Any motion, please? Okay, Sal Trippi, I need a second. Okay, Doug Duncan. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition, Mike Timo. 7-19, abolishment of custodial supervisor position. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Isernia, second. Okay, Doug Duncan. Okay, questions and discussions? That is a retirement, right? It is a retirement. Okay, and a motion, please. Okay, so I'll tribute. Second. I already had a motion. Second. Any discussion? I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 720, abolishment of three maintenance mechanic three positions. Okay, any motion, please? Okay. Sal Trippi, second. Mike Asernia. Questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposition. Mike Timo. Item 721, abolishment of 22 school teacher aid positions. Any motion, please? Any motion? Mike Asernia. Need a second? Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussions? Okay. Terry?
This is the original 22, right? This is not the additional 22.
This is what was in. This is not an additional number of people, right? Okay. This is correct.
Thank you.
Okay. So I have a motion and a second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm opposed to. Two oppositions. Okay. 722, approval of budget transfers, 50,000 or greater. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Asernia, a second. Okay, Dr. Roberts, questions or discussion? All right, Mr. Timo.
Bruce, can you explain the workers' compensation code, the $250,000? What exactly is that? You know, I saw a sheet that just mentioned, you know, I don't know if there's any greater detail than what we got from Ron.
The expenditures exceeded budget allocation.
So unemployment benefits, is there any breakdown between what's an administrative fee versus what is a fee because of an unemployed person?
I could get to the detail.
I'm sorry?
I can supply the detail. The fees are relatively minor. It's paying the cost of unemployment. I'm paying the cost of workers' comp. We didn't much unemployment.
I'm sorry.
We had very little unemployment this year. The unemployment is for next year.
Right. So this is workers' comp is where this one was.
Correct.
So without divulging names or cases, you know, the number of cases versus the administrative overhead, is there any way that we could get a little bit better breakdown than just taking $250,000 out of this year's budget and putting it into another reserve?
It's not in a reserve. It's paying for the expenditures. Well, this is the budget line, not a reserve. It's one budget line to another budget line.
Okay, so this money is not going into the workers' comp reserve fund?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Bruce, this money will be spent by June 30th.
That's the point of the transfer, correct.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion's carried. Item 723, recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Any motion, please? All right, Mike Isernia, second. Christine Lampitelli, questions or discussions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, brings us to item 8, monthly reports, determinations from the Committee on Preschool Special Education. Any questions on the information that was provided in our packet? Okay, item 8B, damage and loss summary. I think we had minimal damage. We had some broken windows at three schools. Is that correct? Questions? Okay. Board of Education subcommittees. I don't see Alan Sackrett here. Do you have any updates on the legislative committee? No?
Oh, yes.
Is he? Okay. All right. Okay. Updates to the board. Bruce, any updates to the board? I guess we had a successful vote last night, 71.2%. Certainly, I want to thank all of the individuals that involved, from district office administration, cabinet members, board members, and also many community members that spent tireless hours passing out flyers and going above and beyond. And I know they're out there. I think I saw Ms. Slattery walk in. Ms. Stallone's here. I'm trying to think of Ms. Platon. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Young. I apologize if I miss anybody. I know there were dozens of community members. And certainly we appreciate all you do to help our children. And as I said, you know, without the support of the community and without you guys being as vocal, we certainly would have not have gotten the attention of our local legislators to get that additional bullet aid to restore kindergarten. So thank you. Bruce, there's no other updates to the board. Any questions on the 2012-13 board goals? We're going to be going into the reorganizational meeting July 2nd. Certainly, if there's any changes or any things that you want to update in the current goals, by all means, at that particular time, and of course, beyond that, you'll be able to make any recommendations. So I urge the board to look at the goals and see if there's any additions or changes that they'd like to make to them. No presentations and discussions? Okay. Okay, we have a visitor section. Okay. Carol Lachlan. Did I miss something, Carol? You're looking at me funny. Oh, I'm sorry. Made me nervous. Yeah. It's copy. Yeah. Ms. Lachlan?
Hi, good evening. I have a couple of questions that maybe you can answer. On 5.1D, educational assessment tests reject. Could you please explain what that means?
Are you talking about bid awards?
Yes.
Well, I'll explain it the best I can. Sometimes when bids go out and the awards come in, sometimes vendors don't bid on the entire package, okay? And what happens is no award is made because they didn't bid on everything that we asked them to, or the bids may have been insufficient.
Okay, so what happens that is has nothing to do with the ELAs and the math? And
no, more than likely, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, it'll get rebidded, okay, at a later date so that we can get more vendors to submit bids for that particular item.
Okay, and I have a question, too. Is it true that they're doing away with elementary security and just having security at middle school and high school?
I'll take it, Jim.
What we're doing is we will still have the greeters, and there will be security assigned by feeder pattern as a rover. So say the three feeder elementary schools, they will be in charge of those three. There will be somebody there.
So there won't be anybody sitting at the desk like there is down elementary?
Correct. It will be the greeter.
Okay. I guess because of cuts?
Partly.
Because I'm thinking, you know, Sandy Hook Elementary, and you're doing away with elementary security, you know, that just, you know, makes me worried with two little ones in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And my third thing is, too, do we know how the library program is going to work in the elementary schools? Because I heard it's going to be fourth and fifth grade only, and the little ones won't have access to take out books at the elementary library.
No, that's not true. They're still working it out at this point, but they will certainly be able to take books out.
And they're going to share one library in between how many schools? Because we're in Winona, so we're shared with Cayuga and Gate Lot, or just Cayuga?
We haven't made the official assignments yet. That's still being worked out, but it will be one library in between two schools.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lachlan. Kathy Randeth?
Good evening.
Good evening.
On a very difficult evening for the Sachem family with the losses of employment that we're dealing with. As a resident of the community and a mom of two Sachem grads, I've never felt such sadness and shed such tears along with colleagues before. But as a community member, I need to ask two very important questions. And those behind me from the Sachem Budget Committee, who had a Facebook page where we put out the truth to end rumors, worked volumes in getting this 70%+, I think, out there. We were able to get those answers. Two answers that I would like to clear up, and hopefully we can get on that page. Is there a maximum class size that we will be looking for in the upcoming school year? And two, are we putting together a committee to look at closing the schools, which has been an issue ongoing, so that we're prepared for the next school year?
I'll answer as best as I can. The board did direct administration to enter into a COSA agreement with East and Suffolk BOCES for their services in consolidation of schools. We do have a future discussion item where it's also important for the board to also include community as part of that study as well. So more than likely, probably going to see a combination of both, and hopefully I'm not speaking out of line, you know, for the board, but combination of both professional company, okay, as well as input from our community, and looking at not if we can, but what, you know, given the fiscal condition, what is the best means of consolidation, you know, and you know, that's all forthcoming. It was just asked for, I think, 2 meetings ago by Mr. Duncan, you know, and so we are working on that so that next year, you know, if we're in a position where we're shorted again, you know, where we receive a disproportionate amount of aid from Albany, okay, we'll be in a much different position to make a decision based upon the least impact on our students. All right. The other question was?
Mandated type of class sizes that we're looking at for the upcoming school year?
The board does have a target number for elementary school. Okay, the only one that I know I'm going to ask for, you know, a future discussion item in an upcoming meeting is particularly on kindergarten. It's the only one that we did not increase the class size, but we do have a target number for elementary school. I don't believe there is a target number right now for middle school, okay, as well as high school.
Working in the middle school, I'm a bit concerned. I've seen some numbers for science as high as 35, and I don't, you know, if you've seen a science classroom, there aren't even enough seats in there for them to get their labs done. But if I could ask you to just look at those numbers, that would be great.
I will tell you, Ms. Trent, that is a number one priority of many of the board members. And you've heard us say number one priority is obviously the exchange over the last couple of meetings. Mm-hmm. As we start to, you know, move closer and we pass the budget, you know, we restored kindergarten. So certainly over the summer, we watch the class sizes very, very closely. So certainly we will. Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything you guys have done. This has been as tough on you as it has on us. Thank you.
Danny? Danny DeMeo?
Hello, good evening. It's good to see you all again. I have two topics. One is GATE and one is a school board policy. They're mostly questions I'm hoping you can answer. First, I'd like to point out what I think is a correction. There are 4 GATE teachers, and 2 are on the list of being accessed. But technically, there were 5 this year because Ms. Schumann was a leave replacement. So I actually believe that there are still 3 certified GATE teachers in the district. I just want to point that out. But I'm not sure. I'm asking the question.
No, the person who was a leave replacement also is being terminated. All leave replacement teachers are terminated at the end of their service. So 3. 2 are being accessed, and 1 is being terminated, the leave replacement.
Okay, so it's 2. I just want to clarify because I wasn't sure.
I'll just have to double-check on another one as well, too. I don't recall. I'll check in a second.
Okay, so the second question, just bear with me. I'd like to understand the process. I'm just trying to learn because I support GATE, and I'm trying to figure out how we can do something with it. So if the budget had passed with GATE in it, what would you have done? Would you have still accessed the teachers because of seniority that would have caused them to leave anyway? What would have happened then?
Are you talking about 7.1?
Yeah, exactly. If that would have happened.
If that budget had passed, there would have been absolutely no changes to any of our curriculum, right, any of our programs.
Well, okay, so let's say it was in this budget, and this budget obviously passed. So you had the situation where you have to cancel a program, or you have to keep a program, but would you have accessed the teachers that were certified to run that program?
Well, that would be a question for personnel.
What would you have done there? That's okay. So if GATE would have been in the budget and it would have been still an active program, would you have accessed the teachers who would run it? Would you have had to have done that for other reasons?
I can't answer that question without looking at seniority lists right now.
Well, we have the list. We know who got.
No,
cut,
we don't so. Have. We have the list of teachers on the agenda who are being accessed. I don't have the actual seniority lists in front of me, so that's a question that I couldn't answer at this time. Okay. We knew how many positions were projected to be accessed at that time, but I don't have the individual seniority numbers here, nor am I sure, and I would refer to legal counsel as to whether the seniority numbers are something that we can release.
Okay. Like I said, bear with me. I was just trying to learn. Okay. So second topic is the school board policy. I was upset when I saw everybody, not everybody, but most vote to rescind the policy on how we handle school closings. I know we did at the 11th hour, and you had your reasons, but those reasons are passed. And the motion that was on the table was, I believe, an indefinite suspension of that policy, which shocked me. I thought it should have been a temporary suspension. So I'm wondering, do you plan to reinstate that policy?
I don't believe it was an indefinite one. It was a suspension of the policy to give the board the ability to act quickly.
It was indefinite. We'll go back and listen. It was indefinite. But do we plan
to reinstate it?
To reinstate it, yeah.
Yes.
Because I thought it would be on the agenda today.
So you thought it was going to be on the agenda today?
Yeah, no, I just thought
it's not on the agenda today. But being as that it's not an emergency at this particular point, and we're going to do a thorough study, that more than likely the policy 7700 will be back reinstated.
Okay. Okay.
I do have the answer for you now. It is two teachers who are GATE certified, who are being accessed. And again, as I said, it is one leave replacement teacher who was taking the place of somebody else who was.
So there are technically still two teachers on staff.
There are two teachers who are elementary certified who are not accessed who also have GATE certification.
There you go. Okay. That's one more than was reported before. So that's useful. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol, any of the visitors? Okay. Board of Education, future discussion items. Do we have any? Ms. Duncan?
Talking about the firm, you had answered someone's question by saying that the board directed administration to enter into a COSA agreement. I thought we had asked administration for information from firms that are already a part of BOCES, and that was going to be provided to us that we could review.
Yeah. Well, let me retract it then. To come back to us with the COSA agreements that companies that BOCES has agreements with that we can enter into. So we have not entered into any agreement, but more or less information moving forward. Okay. Any other? Mike?
I was going to say, I mean, I think one of the things we need to do very early on is exactly what we just talked about. We need to engage somebody, reinstate the policy, engage a firm, engage the community, and then start talking about how we're going to restructure and reconfigure. And at the same time, I think the other thing we should be doing is looking very aggressively at getting rid of 245 Union Avenue and getting the revenue and putting that back on the tax rolls if we can.
Bruce, we had requested an appraisal of the property.
Correct.
How long does that take to come back to us? Have we received it yet or no?
Ms. Sadowski's here to answer that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just so you know, have we received it? Or is it still in the works? Yeah. We requested appraisal on 245.
I did speak to the appraiser on Friday, and he assured me I'd have it as soon as he possibly can get it to me. So I call him like every 3 days.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mr. Falco?
Yeah, I just want to make a statement regarding all I'm hearing right now is the sale of Union Avenue. I think that's up for discussion. We all realize that a sale of anything is a one-shot deal. And we've gone through this years ago with the Holbrook Country Club, and that money has been gone for years, and we'll never see it again, and we'll never see the property again. So I'd like to keep that discussion open, sale or lease of property. Mm-hmm. Have the attorney look into it so we could have an ongoing revenue rather than just one shot, and then next year we're worrying about, because we're running out of property.
Mm-hmm.
We have no more to sell. So I'd like to keep that discussion open.
The request was only for the appraisal. Only, so I don't, no determination.
Well, its appraisal is for sale, then. I mean, no, are just, we looking
it's just,
into...
It's just the value of okay. What the verdict is.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Mr. Timo?
You know, I agree with Mr. Falco because there is the real possibility, you know, as Mr. Asernia pointed out, that, you know, we want to look to possibly put this thing back on the tax rolls. But if a church came in there and decided that they'd like to open up their premises there or any other not-for-profit or 501(c), they could end up coming in there and be tax-exempt. And we'd have no tax revenue, and it would be a one-shot. So I agree with Tony, you know, wholeheartedly that let's tread very, very carefully on what we decide to have a yard sale on.
Okay. Any other future discussions? Did you have a guide?
No, I think all these points are valid, but moving forward, because of the financial situation we're in, and I brought it up before, I think we really need to have future discussions as far as what our plan is going to be. I think we need to have a 3 to 5 year plan about what we're going to do fiscally with our district, because right now we can't rely on Albany to give us all that we need to make things happen here. So whether it's lobbying Albany even more than we are, looking at the mandates that we have that are unfunded mandates, looking at other streams of revenue to come into our district, whether it's through educational foundations or corporate sponsorships, as far as whatever we can do to get more revenue here to keep the quality of education in Sachem. And I think looking at any assets we have would be a smart thing to do, whether it's to renegotiate leases or if it does come down to possibly selling something. I think all of these things warrant future discussion and being able to decide what we need to do for next year and 3 to 5 years after that.
Okay. Discussion on 3 to 5 year plan. Okay. Any other future agenda items? I just have one, and it's really the obviously reinstated kindergarten. Moving forward, I just want a discussion as to how it's going to run. I know one of the changes is going to be library and how that's going to happen. In the future, you know, particularly July, you know, maybe mid to end July, if we could have an update or a as to what two things, class sizes are going to be. We do have a target number of 25, okay? Very importantly, I want to make sure that we're budgeting for the number of teachers that we need to budget for so that in the event that we have an increase or an influx in enrollment as a result of full-day kindergarten, that we're going to still stay within that 25 target number as we promised the community. So I certainly would want an update on kindergarten moving forward. I think that community members are very anxious to hear about how it's going to run and so on and so forth. And the other thing in touching on what Dorothy talked about is not only do we have to have a fiscal plan, but I also want to see an academic plan moving forward. So we actually have setting goals as to what we want to implement now, 3 years from now, five years from now, academically, whether it is addressing the IIS issue, whether it's addressing study hall in the sixth grade, and how we're going to tackle these issues, improving test scores, any new initiatives coming into the district as far as curriculum. Certainly some type of discussion on academically what are our plans moving forward, you know, so both at the elementary level and the secondary level as well. So if the board is in agreement with that. Sal?
Sure. Just one last request. It's more of a short-term request. Instead of 3 to 5 years, I'm looking at 3 to 5 months. Could we, I know you guys are fleshing out all the details for September and middle school classes and high school classes are a hot topic. We keep getting things. I would like to, at each board meeting, if you can give us an update on where you are. I know you're working out the scheduling, where you are, what's the max classes, what's the average classes at each of the schools, not only elementary. We talk a lot about elementary, but I'd like to understand for each of the middle schools and the high schools where we are, what are our pain points, what are our bigger classes, what are our small, you know, what are our averages are. I want to hear it from the board at these board meetings rather than hearing things through the emails and through, you know, the soccer fields.
Okay. Any other future discussion? Ms. Falco?
Yeah, Rob, just I know this is usually for reorg meeting, but the meeting set up we have July 2nd is the reorg.
That's great.
Normally, in years past, we've saved the second meeting in August. We leave that opening time because of decisions have to be made. Mm-hmm. Have we established a meeting in August yet?
I don't think we haven't received the schedule yet, but normally it's the first and third Wednesday.
Yeah.
We can make that the second
well,
meeting in
we,
August.
We can wait till reorg to decide that, but just keep in our minds that
sure.
As numbers are going to come in mid-August,
yeah,
having
a
meeting,
meeting,
we usually wait till the towards the end, but yeah. Maybe we could do it at reorg.
I mean, we make schedule it tentatively, that second Wednesday in August. So it would be the 21st. Okay, as a tentative meeting when you do submit the schedule to the board, as a tentative, so that in the event we need it, at least it's
right.
Pretty much scheduled. Okay. Okay, any other discussion items? No? Okay, our next meeting is scheduled for July 2nd is the reorganizational meeting. It's a long meeting, but certainly as we move into next year, hopefully once again it's a rebuilding year, we could move forward in reestablishing what we potentially has lost as a result of the budget. So at this particular time, I need a motion to go into exec session to discuss personal matters. Okay, Mike Timo, second. Sal Trippi, all in favor? Opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you.